Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here, an audio boo. It is 9:25 a.m. on Wednesday, the 11th of March, and I've just left the car here in the car park at St. John's Hospital, heading in for one of my regular blood tests and what's the word when you go to see someone, a consultant? Anyway, an appointment with hematology. Check up. I'll have blood test done first and then into the waiting room and see the consultant and be asked the same questions as I'm not asked. How are you doing? Yeah. So we'll see. So, just about to enter the big, giant, revolving door. There's always someone that touches the door or gets too close to it and stops it. That's just what happened there. Big guy with a walking stick, just determined if he's going to make it in. The ladies. Pardon me. Yeah, I've still got a bit of cough yet for that flu. Still sucking mints. Trying to ease the top of the throat. So now heading along the grey line. It sounds like that American coach company, doesn't it? The grey line. Do they have, is it them or Canada that has a grey line? I can't remember now. Anyway. I'm going to check in at reception, so we'll pause. Right, so signing in for my bloods. Right, that's me down on the page. Now I just have to sit and wait to be called, to be jabbed. Right, well, now it is 10 p.m, so a long wait, way past my appointment time for having my bloods taken. But that's in being done, and I'm now heading through to the usual waiting area, 3, to be seen by the consultant. And let's hope that I don't have to wait too long to be seen.
Say that you've spoken to me, and this is my suggestion as an alternative. It's called rosuvastatin, and it's only 10 milligrams, a small dose, and you only take it on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, so that's my suggestion.
Yeah, we are very busy today. First call will be to get weighed. To be weighed. Well, it's now 10:45 a.m. and that's me clear, having been in and seen the consultant, a new consultant, one I've never seen before, a young guy. I think he was Polish or certainly Eastern European. Janusz, what's Janusz? Tell me that. But anyway, so usually, as I said earlier, the appointments don't last very long. It's a quick run over their condition and the readings from the blood that were taken earlier this morning. but one thing that he noticed was that my hemoglobin level was a bit low. And he said that the medication that I'm on could cause that in the long term. And so there may need to be some readjustments, although what it's doing with my blood at the moment is keeping it stable at a certain level. So long as it stays within those parameters, I'm quite happy, and they're quite happy with the readings from that this morning. But unfortunately, the hemoglobin level is low, a bit low, he said. I asked if it was could be due to having the flu. He says that's possible, but what they're deciding to do is bring my appointments down. Normally what we'd do is every 3 months I'd have my bloods taken at a local clinic and then posted in here and then get a report back from there, from St John's. Every 6 months I'd be here in St John's doing the same thing. What he's decided to do is to bring that down to 2 and 4 months. So in 2 months time I'll get a letter to go and get my bloods taken at the at the clinic. And then in 4 months' time, I'll be back in here. Just to keep an eye on this hemoglobin level. So, this is actually the first time that they've altered over the past couple, at least 2 years, possibly 3 years now, all of the time schedules of the tests. So, I'm guessing that what will probably happen is that if I come in here, if I get my 2 monthly one, my virtual appointment, virtual blood test at the clinic, if the hemoglobin is low and then low in 4 months' time when I'm back in here, that they will going to have to do some adjustments. So I'm a wee bit concerned with that. So I'm just heading into the pharmacy now just to drop off the prescription, and I'll speak again once I come out here. Well, that's me dropping my prescription into the pharmacy. And say it'll be about 30-40 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I have a couple of messages here anyway, so I'm going to nip up to B&Q, which is just about a mile up the road, if that, and pick up a shaggy roller. Actually, I should be going up these stairs here. A shaggy roller for some textured paint, stone paint going on their conservatory wall. It needs to be a shaggy one to get in and out of the brickwork.
No, it's fine to you. Oh, yes, sorry, so Chris came first.
Yeah. couple of surgeons heading up the stairs there. Lady, female surgeons. So I'm going to pop up to B&Q and pick up the shaggy roller. Come back here and pick up the prescription and then head home. The last time I was in here was with my wife Mary when she came in for it's about 3 weeks ago. She came in for an examination and a small procedure. Nothing, no cutting or anything like that, just a small procedure. And she came out with some of a kind of virus. Not sure what it was at all. In fact, not sure, absolutely no idea what it was. And that then was followed by her taking the flu on top of that. So I'm getting a wee bit paranoid myself about hospitals because of all this, the various bugs you can pick up. Even the doctor, the consultant I just spoke to, Dr. Yanis something or other, he apologised for his voice because he obviously had a heavy cold. So it just shows you that there's no guarantee if you come into hospital that you'll leave, or you won't leave with something that you didn't come in with, if you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, heading for the big revolving door that will eject me into fresh air. Oh, there we are. You know, there's one thing about hospitals are so warm, they have to be by the, you know, the nature of the staff that work in there. Pardon me for riffing on you. But we complain about the cold and our weather, but to be honest, apologies for wind noise. The stepping out into fresh air from hospital air is literally a breath of fresh air. So, pop in the car. I've been prudent enough to bring a Scooby snack, as we call them, a flask, because I really want a nice hot cup of tea now. And my wife will have put in a couple of nice wee things to eat. Keep my energy levels up. Maybe restore my hemoglobin. Do I need to eat a lot of pomegranates or things like that? So I'm going to have a nice wee cup of tea.